So Waffle House can be unexpected first dates.
Did you know him or you?
No, went? I just met him that night
there
at the party, and everybody was going to go there anyway.
Yeah, you met somebody and it's like, hey, you want to go over here?
Hey, you want to go here? That's kind of considered a first date, right?
Hey, guys, welcome to Remarried Love, the best new relationship podcast for everyday men and women who desire to be married again.
If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. This podcast is devoted to helping you heal from a divorce and grow towards a brighter future. Whether you are single or already remarried, this podcast has something for you.
We're your hosts, Dee
and Aki,
and we're going to have candid, heartfelt conversations about the journey to a healthy remarriage.
And we're so glad you're here. We're going to go through that list that everyone's talking about.
The infamous food list.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
Of where you can't take your first date.
But what?
We're going to do a twist on it. We're going to do what we would think as 20-year-old self.
My 20-year-old self.
And to our over 40 self. Yeah,
40, 50, 60-year-old.
Well, I don't know, 40, 50, 60. Just over 40 self.
Yeah.
And then from a man and a woman's perspective and see what we think, okay?
All right.
So the first one was Cheesecake Factory.
Of course.
That's a lot of debate. But I don't know why my 20-year-old self.
And my 40-year-old self.
And over 40-year-old self would go to Cheesecake Factory for the first date.
For the first date? As a woman, you would do that.
Yes. If a guy, really, if I didn't give him any hints, maybe we hadn't talked about things. Because mostly I like to go to like local restaurants, specialty restaurants, things like that.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I like the cheesecake. I mean, they have an Oreo cheesecake, and I'm sure somebody can agree with that. Oreo is good. So
they have a nice appetizer, nice drinks, nice menu, nice dessert.
Exactly.
It's a very solid first date. So
either way, a 20-year-old or your 40 or 50-year-old.
It's a yes for me.
It's a yes.
Would you take a lady that you really liked? Oh, no.
Well, see, I don't know if I like her. It's a first date.
Yeah.
So.
Would you take her there?
But the thing is, would I go? I would go. I would go on. In my 20s, I definitely would go.
Yeah.
So now we're thinking about 40s and 50s.
Just say over 40.
So over 40. Yeah. I would definitely go. I mean, on a first date, I think I would take somebody there because to me, it's about getting to know that person.
Yeah. So. Okay. Applebee's. We'll put Applebee's and Chili's together. Would you take someone to Applebee's, Chili's first date?
In my 20s, yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 40.
Over 40, that's not the first place I would go to, but.
So that's a no.
So I guess it's a no.
No.
Yeah, it's a no.
So for me, 20s, I mean, we were just trying to survive. It seemed like everyone was okay with anywhere.
Yeah.
That people took you for a first date because.
I mean, you're in your 20s, and if you're a college student, you're like, I'm hungry, so I'm going wherever you're going. So,
I mean, college student or first time, like in, your job, and a guy is like, hey, do you want to head out? Now, over 40, no, I don't think I'd want to go to Applebee's or Chili's for the first date unless there was a reason why we were going there,
it's the only gig in town.
There's some other people that were going to go there, and it wasn't the main place we were going.
So it's like a group thing.
Yeah, and it's a stop through. It wasn't the date.
It's a route into something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, let's say, no, this is first date.
Yes.
So he said, we're going to go A, B, and C, but we're going to stop through. Mm-hmm. It's like a stop through.
Yeah.
But not the destination.
So it's not it's not the final destination.
For the first date. No. Over 40s. Okay. Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
First date?
First date, second date, third date. I'm going to Chipotle.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm in my 20s, I'm definitely going to Chipotle. If I'm in my 40s, on a first date, I might not want to take her there as a first date, but after my date, I'm going to Chipotle. I'm going to Chipotle after that.
Well, I think in my 20s, would I go to Chipotle? As a first date, not unless it's just part of the itinerary. Because I love Chipotle.
Yeah.
So it would be like, okay, we're going to go here. We're going to, the park. And then when I say park, like a festival. Uh-huh. And we're going to an event. And then maybe we're going to pass through Chipotle.
Wait. What's wrong with the park?
Nothing. I'm saying we're not just going to the park. Like we're doing something at the park.
But you could just go to the park and then go to Chipotle.
So it has to be part of the itinerary. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to communicate that was the plan for the date. I wouldn't want a guy to say, hey, I want to take you out to dinner. He doesn't tell me. I get dressed up and then we're going to Chipotle. It's just about communication.
Well, yeah, you have to communicate, especially if the woman's going to get dressed and, you know, like you said, dressed up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to have my makeup on, putting on some heels or whatever it is. It. Yeah, I'm not going to take you to, you know.
Chipotle. Yeah. Where are we going?
No, like, we're going to go somewhere nice.
So over 40, unless it's like an event, I wouldn't go to Chipotle.
No. That's a place that I actually like.
Me too.
I would take somebody either way.
I asked you to take me there, but not on the first date.
Yeah, it wasn't our first date, but you did ask me to take you there.
Hey, guys, we wanted to take a quick second just to say thank you. And if this is your first time here to Remarried Love, welcome.
If you're looking for encouragement for a healthy relationship, subscribe to the channel.
All right, now back to the content. Okay, so next on the list is Applebee's, but we'll go ahead and add Chili's. Because they're kind of like the same. Would you take a woman there for the first date?
Well, in my 20s, yes, I would do it.
You would?
Yeah, in my 20s.
Over 40?
Over 40, no. That's not the first place I'd go.
Yeah. So for me, 20s, definitely. Because, I mean, I don't know why ladies don't want to do that. When we were in our 20s that I remember, anywhere we could all just get together and meet, it was nice. First date. Applebee's and Chili's were like places a lot of other people were there. It's kind of festive.
It's a good meetup spot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people eating, so... My thing is, I would do both.
But I guess it's for a casual date.
Yeah, it's not very casual. It's not for luxury.
Yeah, it's just a casual date. We're going to have fun. Maybe we're going to go somewhere else. I would think that was a nice place. Mm-hmm. Over 40, again, usually you communicate to the person a little bit more.
But what if it's a blind date? Your first date and a blind date. How can you communicate where we're going? So my thing is, would you take somebody
on a blind date?
Applebee's or... Well, no. You wouldn't take it, but would you go on a blind date?
No, not there.
No? You tell them, I'm not going with you.
That's the only place we're going? Like, it's not a stop through? We're going other places?
No, we're here. We're here. We're going to eat.
Is it like a special event going on? Like, are the Olympics going on and we're like going to watch it on the big screen?
Nope. We're going to eat.
Then probably not. I would probably suggest something else, but not something that everybody pretty much knows what you can get at Applebee's and Chili's. And,
do they?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Everybody's been there. Have you guys been there?
Yeah. Everybody's probably been there.
Everybody's it's not a bad place. I've been there before.
It's just, if you want to be there for the first date, you know, I think it's almost a little too, not the first date for over 40, definitely.
But let me ask you this. What happens if you do go there and you have a really good time?
That's good.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't know that if you don't go.
Yeah. I've had
fond
memories
there. So let me ask you this. So is it all about the place that you're going to eat or is it about the company that you're keeping?
I think it's both. I think it's like you have to, I think maybe the conversation just has to be had when you guys are picking out where you want to go.
But again, if it's a blind date, you're not picking out anywhere.
Not for the blind date.
Yeah.
We're just talking about for, you know, maybe we met on an app and you called me up and you said, hey.
We're going to Chili's.
Okay. The younger ladies, I'm not sure why they won't go to these places for a first date and then ramp it up because.
Where are you going to go? My thing is, where are you going to go? You know, if you're in your 20s and you just say, I'm not going to go there with you. You'll turn your nose up at that. First of all, you could miss out on a good date because that guy could be, you know, the person that you've been waiting for. It's not just about the place that you're going. It's also about the person you're with. And what I think about that is, look, if I'm with you, we're going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself no matter where we're at.
But, you know, people don't know. People don't know how you are yet.
That's true.
The first date is really tricky because you're trying to get to know the person or you don't know the person. Depending on how much talking and communicating you did before the first date.
And hopefully you do get to know that person.
So it's like, it's a tricky thing. I think you just should communicate. Cherry told me, she said.
Cherry's our other friend.
Yeah. Cherry and Larry, remember them?
Yeah.
Feels that Larry doesn't want to plan things. So he just
goes
to a restaurant and that's why these other restaurants are missing out because Larry won't plan. But if Larry planned an itinerary, some of these, you know, restaurants could be on the list.
But you know what? Sometimes that sounds like a big word because itinerary sounds like we're doing a whole lot. It almost sounds like a lot to do. And we're like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do a lot. But
it's better than a lot to pay, isn't it?
It sounds like it's a lot to pay because it's an itinerary. You're doing a lot. Let me ask you, who's paying for the itinerary? Well, who's paying for what's on the itinerary?
Going to the park is free.
Yeah, but that might not be on the itinerary.
This is what I'm saying. I think guys probably would do well if they got together.
If the guys got together?
Yeah, and planned better dates. Or there's always a sister. Somebody has a sister.
I think guys need a list of nice places. So with budgets.
They do. It's all on the internet.
Standards.
Guys just don't look. No, that's why they should have a sister or a friend, you know, to help them with the first date.
Now, I have asked other ladies.
You did.
I have asked other ladies, you know, do you know a good spot
where you
I
could have.
Take, you know, my lady or what have you? I have done that before. It does help.
Yeah, you had a lot of ladies at your work help you with me.
It was like 99% ladies.
Yeah. So they helped you.
They did help.
And they did a good job. And you did a great job. Okay, so let's go. Movies. To the movies for the first date?
Movies on the first date is, I would say no. And the reason I would...
20s?
But I think we did that, didn't we?
Yeah. Would you do 20s?
In my 20s, that's a good question because you're looking at, you know, how much do I have? You know, what else do I want to do?
Would you do it on 20s?
In my 20s?
Would you take a girl on first date?
It's something that you would think about. You say, you know, do you want to go to the movies? And she's probably say yes.
Because that used to be kind of thing.
That's like the thing that you used to do. Yeah.
Well, drive-thrus used to be movies and
food.
Food.
Yeah.
Making out.
Yeah, it was everything.
There was like a lot of things.
It was an itinerary.
You took me to an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
That was not a chain restaurant.
No.
And it was nice food. And then we went to the movies.
We went to the movies. And what happened?
I told you what. Well, when we talked, I was like, I'd like to go somewhere that you like. And you said, okay, I like Italian food. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
I said, sure. I wanted to kind of be in your world. But this was over 40 dating. Well,
yeah,
we weren't 40 yet.
No, we were in our 30s.
So I wanted to see what you liked.
Yeah.
So you took me to a restaurant that you liked. And it was nice. Then you took me to the movies. And I told you to pick the movie out too because
I did.
Did you pick out for us?
Hey guys, I picked out Transformers. I went to Transformers.
The 3-hour Transformer.
Yeah, she says 3 hours. I have to look that up. See how many hours. Well, I had a long day, so I'm gonna give that caveat right there. And so, you know, I fell asleep. So on our first date, I actually took her to Transformers. And I took her to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
And then we went. So we had dinner.
Went to the movies.
So we had dinner and the movies.
And it was late.
I didn't say I was going to stay up for the movie, but we had dinner.
It was like the last movie. What's that like? Almost midnight?
Yeah, it was like 11 something.
And I said, are you sure? Because I knew that you had been working all day.
Yeah.
And I said, are you sure you want to go to the movies?
So it was like a 2-hour movie that started at 11 something at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said, I double checked. You sure you want to go?
So that wasn't good planning on my part.
You didn't have the itinerary correct. I don't think the lady told you to do that, but it's okay.
No, no.
You were on your own and you tried. You snored.
I was buck wilding it.
You were snoring and I couldn't sleep. Yeah. And
so you watched the movie for me and told me what it was.
It was
about.
Horrible. No, it was a good movie, but I.
You liked it. You liked the company, though.
I liked. I liked the adventure. We had an adventure.
We did.
And it was fine because you're great.
Thank you.
So, okay. So the next one is your house. Would you take someone on a first date to your house? 20s.
In my 20s, to be honest with you, I would not take somebody to my house as a first date. That just doesn't seem right.
At any age.
At any age. I guess I wouldn't do that.
What if you're like your family was having a shindig, a barbecue, and you're like, hey, do you want to join? Come on over.
Well, if we're having a barbecue and everybody in my family is there, maybe so. But for the most part, I would not do that.
I wouldn't go.
I would just say no. That's just
not me. In my 20s, I probably would. If I'm in my 20s and a guy invited me to his house, but it was like...
I mean, Uncle Larry will be there.
But who... If he had a house at 20...
Yeah.
His own house.
His own house. Yeah. You know?
I'd want to see, like, oh, okay, let me see. But it'd have to be a lot of other people there.
Yeah.
So over 40s.
No.
His own house?
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, I don't.
You're not going to go, because so. Who's cooking? Did he cook? Did he have it bring it, you know, brought cooking? In? Well, you're going to eat, right?
What type of food are you going to have there at your house?
Maybe he's a chef.
It'd have to be a very specialized reason for me to go to his house on a first date
and eat
by myself.
Yeah.
It'd have to be other people there.
Oh, then that's not really a first date.
Why? It? Yeah. It doesn't matter. Other people are at a restaurant.
Well, other couples or other friends, you know.
Yeah, first date.
But I would just say no. Me, on the first date, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, let's just say no for the house. Okay, yeah. Any fast food chain.
You mean like McDonald's or Burger Taco King, Bell, Taco Bell?
Arby's.
That's a negative.
No.
Yeah.
In your 20s?
In my 20s, no. I'm not taking her there.
All right, so like, what if you go out on a date, you guys have had the itinerary, right? Okay. You did all this stuff.
You're saying a 20-year-old guy had an itinerary.
Yes, he was adventurous.
Okay, that's good.
And you guys went motorcycle riding, and then you went fishing.
Okay, because he likes to fish.
Yeah, and then you guys went badminton, and then you went to the place where you throw axes, and it was like all this stuff, right? You did all this stuff. And then you're like, oh, and you ate, but you were doing some more stuff, and then you got hungry.
And then he took you to
McDonald's. It can't ever be the destination.
No.
I think that's what we're saying.
So you went to McDonald's on your way to another destination.
Yeah.
Which was the axe throwing.
The
axe throwing.
The actual date.
Yeah. Well, was the actual date axe throwing?
Like, okay, what if, let's say this, what if you're going to an amphitheater?
Okay.
Okay. The date is going to the event. At an amphitheater, a concert, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you bring your food.
What can you pack in there? You shouldn't have fast food, but what if?
Well, if you're
you're a guy and you didn't know, and you went to Popeyes and you got a bucket of chicken, or is it in a bucket anymore, or in a?
I don't even know. I don't go
in a package of chicken.
with
biscuits.
That doesn't sound healthy.
And then you bought some fruit and you bought little stuff like a picnic. Can you get it? Is that okay for a first date?
No.
Okay. All right. Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop. Would you take
there? The funny thing about that, what if it's Super Bowl Sunday and you're going there?
Would you go? Would you take?
Yes, I would.
You would take somebody, a first date.
A first date, because that seems like it's something that has to do with sports.
Yeah.
It's sport related. So I could do something like that, and she would meet friends. I would meet friends. You know, we can go and
I think
do something like that. Again, that sounds okay. I mean, that's on the line, but it's okay.
That's a specialty date.
Yeah,
that's a specialty date where she loves sports.
Yeah, or maybe she doesn't love them, but she wants to go out on a date.
Maybe
and the guy loves it.
Maybe and she wants to experience that. She mentioned it to you
that she wants to go.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I've never been, or I want to go. I want to go to a sports bar.
Yeah. Well, as long as, you know, the thing I like about it is that you can still have a conversation. So you're getting to know that person. There's activity around that's kind of energetic.
Yes.
So it makes the date a little bit more fun.
Right.
You know, so I think I would do something like
that. I don't know why ladies don't like that, especially, you know, we like wings.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you a fork and a knife and you can.
I guess for the first date, again, it's. Did you communicate it?
Yes.
Because if I dressed up, I'm not trying to go to Buffalo Wild Wings,
but
okay?
You know what? If we take into context the dressing up, then you have to look at, you know, do you want to go there dressed up? How dressed up are you? Are you ball gown dressed up?
No, but I'm like, it depends. That's why you have to talk.
You do have to talk.
A guy, don't take her to Buffalo Wild Wings unless she's ready to...
Get her hands dirty.
To get her hands greasy and if she likes that. So I would say in my 20s, yes.
Yes.
Over 40 for a first date of a guy that, you know, maybe I just met casually and that's what he's into. Mm-hmm. And it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Or some major, maybe.
Maybe.
That's a hard maybe.
Mm-hmm. It can be done.
But I'd say
it can be done.
Wingstop, I wouldn't go. It's not that type of atmosphere. If he said that for the first date, I would be concerned. I would be kind of like, I would feel some type of way at over 40.
Over 40, yeah.
That we met and he was like, hey, I want to take you to Wingstop. I'd be like, oh, I would feel weird.
No, all you would say is, no thanks.
Yeah, no.
Just knowing you, you would say no thanks. You know? I mean, you're just blunt like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's so, probably what yeah. I would say. Yeah. No, thank you.
Exactly.
And then we can
just move okay. on.
All right. Mm-hmm. Red Lobster. Would you take a first date to Red Lobster?
Woohoo. Well, Red Lobster, I don't know if it is or is not, but it used to be the spot that everybody went to. I do know that.
Yeah.
And so in your 20s, you're like, man, I wish I had the money to go to Red Lobster.
Yes.
And then, you know, in your 40s, you know, or up, maybe you're like, I did go to Red Lobster, or I would never go there again. So you just never know.
It changed. I don't even know. Do they have those real lobsters anymore?
I don't even know if they have real lobsters at Red Lobster, to be honest with you.
They used to have a big tank.
I did have a lobster.
Lobsters.
I had a whole lobster.
And didn't you pick it out?
Red Lobster. I picked it out.
That used to be like four and a half-ish star, wasn't it? Back in the day.
Back in the day, it was.
And then they kind of made it.
Chained?
Yeah, I don't know. So in my 20s, would I go to Red Lobster for a first date? Back in the day. Yes,
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, back in the day.
The Red Lobster of today.
I say no.
Maybe not, but I've had a few Crab Fest feasts. Didn't I go there when I was pregnant? I wanted to go there. I went.
Well, that's on a whole nother
but
story.
But I was pregnant and we were married and we knew each other. Exactly. So first date, I'm just going to go with a pass. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with Red Lobster. You know, you can have people have allergies, the seafood smell.
Seafood smell.
Yeah, it's just, I would just go ahead and.
I would pass on that.
I would pass.
As a first date.
Just don't go to Red Lobster.
Yeah,
just,
I wouldn't do that.
There's too many cross contaminations of things there.
Okay,
a buffet.
That's a negative for me on both. Younger and older. I just wouldn't do it.
I'm trying to think of, like.
I don't do buffets personally, so I wouldn't take a woman to a buffet, something that I personally don't do.
Yeah, I would be concerned, again. Yeah. If a guy was like, hey.
Let's go to this buffet.
Let's go.
I'm like, how much eating you plan to do?
Yeah, we just met each other, and he's like, let's go to the, you know.
So-and-so buffet.
The buffet.
Yeah, let's go to the eat-em-up buffet.
That can't be on the itinerary either.
No.
Because it'll slow you down. Buffets slow you down.
Well, they make you tired.
No.
They make me tired.
So that's good.
If I'm just sitting there eating for hours, I'm going to be tired.
So is that like the only one on the list, whether you're 20s, whether you're over 40?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We said no to Red Lobster and no to buffet. Okay, what about IHOP or Denny's?
Now, IHOP used to have things that I actually like.
Yeah.
So in my 20s, I would say yes.
First date. You're going to take her to IHOP.
No, I would not do it
on the first date.
No, I would go, but not on a first date.
It has to be part of the itinerary.
Yeah.
Like, let's say.
It's one of those round away things.
Yeah. Like, you know? Let's say we went to Six Flags.
Yeah.
That was one of the things we did while we were dating.
Yeah.
It wasn't our first date, but it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because we like that.
Yeah.
So you go to Six Flags and like. You find yourself so hungry and you're like, where is there to eat? And the only thing you see is IHOP on the exit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, let's go there.
Because you're looking for food.
But it wasn't the destination.
No, but you're hungry.
Right.
So you're like, I need something
to eat.
It's
quick. You know, it's open. Same with Denny's. I feel like it's open 24. Well, some of them are open 24 hours.
At least they used to be, I think.
Yeah. Let's say you're going to something in the morning. Let's say you're going to some morning event.
Yeah.
And you need to pre-eat.
Pre-eat.
Yeah, you need to pre-eat before you go to the event.
Yeah.
You could go there, but it's not the destination. Like, we're passing through.
I'm just thinking.
We're passing through IHOP and Denny's to go to the date.
Oh, okay.
So, what we're assuming is that the date is not always just a restaurant.
Yeah.
That it's just food. Mm-hmm. So if it's just food, IHOP and Denny doesn't, they don't make it.
And you know the funny thing about that is this is how you know if a person is just, if they want to know you and get to know you, or if they just want the food. Because if the destination is the food and they don't want to do something else that includes you and the other person getting to know each other.
Or talk to you.
That's what I mean. That's a part of it. Yeah. Talking to each other. We're we're holding hands or we're going out to the park to walk and get to talk to each other, to get to, you know, understand each other. So if they're not wanting to do something else, then, you know, it's just about the food. They're just hungry. And if they're trying to get, you know, two or three dinners, you know, to take home, that's a negative.
Well, yeah. See, the thing is, I grew up, you know, on the East Coast. And so a lot of dates, first dates or any dates, had more than just eating, because it's really hard to talk and eat at the same time.
It is.
At least for me.
Well, you don't really get to know each other by just eating. You have to do something else and be in a environment that's, you need to be in an environment that at least is not too loud.
You can get to know somebody over a meal. You can break bread.
You can.
You can.
See, the thing I used to do is I would go out and I would have a date and I would take them to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then I would go to a cafe. And at the cafe,
the lights are dim.
Mm-hmm. You have two chairs and you're sitting there. There's a candlelight. You're talking to each other and you might have cheesecake, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Or you might have some, you know, there's wines there. There's all types of different little things that people like. And you can just get to know each other.
Yeah, you're kind of a multi destination dater.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember ever just going one place on the date with you and then coming back home.
Yeah.
We either had, we went here and then here.
You might as well just say, do you want to just go out to eat?
Here.
That's not a date. It's like, do you want to just go out to eat? We're going to go eat. I'm going to take you home. That's it.
Right.
That's not a date. That's just going to eat.
Okay.
You know, those are two different things.
Right. You just have to
talk. We got to break it down.
Okay. Yeah. The gym or church?
Oh, wow.
Would you take a...
Well, those are two separate things.
The gym.
Okay.
Would you take someone on a first date to the gym?
Now, if she's a gym rat and I'm a gym rat and we're just living in the gym, then, you know, that's something that we both like to do. I would not do it.
Would you do it in your 20s?
In my 20s, I would not do it.
I don't even know how you could take somebody to the gym.
Yeah, they should know where it is already. I'm not going to take you to the gym. No,
I'm going to say no.
I'm not going to take you, and I'll use you.
Yeah,
because you're with me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't take you to the gym. You know, on our first date, it's like, hey, babe, I was thinking about doing something.
Lifetime.
Yeah, let's go to the gym. What?
Now if it's gym spa, like we're going to the gym because they have massage there in a spa. If you call that the gym. The first date, that's a little intimate.
That is.
So you'd have to already know. So in my 20s, I would not go. If you said that, that's where we're going, no, thank you. And then
you wouldn't go with me to the gym.
No, I would say no, thank you. Spa, I'd have to, I would be like, what are we going to do there?
Well, but you know what we're going to do. We're going to get in a spa. It's a spa.
Yeah, but there's still different types of spas.
So it's like, what? Okay, define spa. What kind of spa are you
going to? I'm going to go ahead and say 20s and 40s. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't ask any woman to take to go to a spa. No, okay. No, that's a negative.
Church. Yeah. Would you take a first date to the church?
You know, a lot of people would say, oh, yeah, you got to take her to church. Then you know this, that, and the other.
But the first date,
I personally would not want to go to church on my first date.
Now, I remember a gentleman asked me to go his church. I forgot what denomination he was, but they were having like this revival for singles and young people or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to go with him. And I'm trying to think, was that the first date or did I want to go or was he kind of making it like a casual thing? But this is when I was in my 20s, younger. And I think I went and I had,
it was fun.
We also ate. So that's, to me, that's like a multiple.
So you had church food on your church date.
No, we went and then we went to get something to eat.
Oh.
He was just like, do you want to go? It was like
part of the itinerary.
Yeah, it was kind of combined. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, over 40, would I want to go to
the church?
Like, what about a conference?
If you want to go to that conference,
like a leadership, Christian leadership conference. Would you take somebody on the first date?
No.
Like I said,
either way, a gym or a church, I personally wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Even though I go to church, but I would not want to go there on a first date.
Yeah.
I would do.
And it's hard to get to know somebody at those conferences.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be talking too much.
Yeah.
Somebody else is talking to us.
Right.
You know,
it's like, do you want to sit beside me?
Exactly.
Do you want to sit beside me and attend?
Yeah. Do you want to attend with me?
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is Starbucks and coffee dates, which is kind of this, like
I like tea, so I don't drink coffee. Sorry for the people who do drink coffee.
You don't have to apologize for that.
That's true. I don't. So
you drink tea, and would you take someone to Starbucks on your first date?
I think that a lot of people are saying that they
would you take someone?
Like, that wouldn't be something I would think to do. So I would say, no, I would not think to do that because I don't see that as dating.
But you would take them as part of the itinerary.
That would definitely be a part of the itinerary. No, I probably would. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I probably could start with that to see if I even want to go further.
the pre-date?
Yeah, to go to the final destination.
Okay, let's see. Where could we go that we need to go to Starbucks first?
Yeah, you go there first.
But that's like an adventure date. Like, if I know that...
I like adventure dates. And so
that we're not going to eat. The date is not about going to eat.
Well, the date should be about getting to know the other person.
It should, but some people date for other reasons. They're...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So... You and I mean, you know, at 20s, would I go to a coffee shop for a first date?
I think you would. I think you would meet up at the coffee shop.
I would meet up if there was other things planned.
And that comes with communication.
And that was just to get me going. Okay. Family functions. 20s, I would do maybe.
Older, I would say no.
No,
I would say no. As an older person, I would not go to a family function on a first date.
Okay, what about movie night?
Yeah, we talked about movie nights, but
no, we talked about going to the movies. Movie night is at somebody's house.
Oh,
and that's the date.
You're talking about Netflix and it.
Yeah, the first date is at your house watching movies.
Oh, you know, some people do that, and I say that, but me,
would you do it?
Would I? Bring her to my house or go to her house?
Either one. How are you going to take it? How are you going to take a lady out and be like, I'm going to go to your house? Well, unless she took you. But would you do it for a first date?
Would I bring her to my house for a first date and watch movies?
Would you invite her? Would you actually make that invitation?
Oh, that's wild. That's crazy. No.
20s?
No.
40s?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Either age. Okay. Somewhere that requires a long drive. No. No adventure.
I'm not doing long drives for first dates. I'm going
to have to do a 5-10 mile radius of a local adventure-y thing. Long drives.
No.
First date.
I don't do that for first dates because it's a 50-50 chance if it's going to work out. And I don't want to be disappointed driving 2 hours back home.
Somewhere crazy.
Somewhere I barely knew how to get
bowling.
To. Now, bowling can be fun with people, especially if there's other people involved. Everybody's looking at, oh, wow, this person's a great bowler. They're having fun.
I've had lots of fun at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Would it be my first date? He'd have to tell me like he's in a league. Mm. And if he was like, hey, I want to take you out. We just met and I just want to take you out with me. But I'm going to like a Thursday night. I have league night. Do you want to come? Like, it was like an invite.
If he was into it, yes. But just for the food, no.
Because it's nasty food.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, no.
But it is kind of nasty food.
Yeah. That's your opinion. You can have that opinion.
It's nasty food at the bowling alley. So I wouldn't be going for the food.
No.
Now, if it was let's say he said, okay, we'll meet at Chipotle first.
We'll go to Chipotle first.
Then we're going to go bowling.
Yeah.
You know, but it'd have to be specialized of why our first date is at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
It couldn't just be a random, hey.
Let's go bowling. And that's it.
Okay. But it's not bad.
I wouldn't ask a woman to do that.
Take caution.
Yeah.
Okay. Nightclub. Would you take, or a hookah bar or a bar just for drinks? Are these the same thing?
You got too many things going on.
Okay. Nightclub.
So nightclub, if there's dancing and there's.
Would you take somebody for a first date?
I would say that is part of the itinerary. So yes, I would.
In your 20s?
In my 20s and my 40s.
Over 40.
Over 40.
So,
because I like to dance. I like to do things.
But would you invite a lady that you've never met before?
If we talked about it. If it's a blind date, no. If we talked about things, she's like, yeah, I can really dance. I was going to say, if she's like, yeah, I can dance, then I'll be like, you know,
I can really dance. And so I'd love for you to take me to a nightclub.
That sounds right.
That's a little interesting because I've never been asked on a first date to go to a nightclub.
I've never done that, but I would go because it would be adventurous. It would be fun if we talked to each other about that. And she's like, you know, I feel like this is something that I want to experience.
I'd only go with a group of friends.
If she wants to experience it. Well, you know what? I think that you have to have a certain feeling of trust for, with the person that you're
going to. Yeah, but you don't know. It's a first date.
You don't know. I don't. The guy doesn't know the lady. He doesn't know what he's getting into. Said
that you might not do that because it's a lot of
fishes
in the sea.
Oh, going to.
At the club.
There are. And usually, you know, you don't take fresh meat to a... to a place, especially if your game's not tight. If you got weak game, then don't do it.
I just think that it's too many distractions.
Well, I'm confident, first of all.
Yeah, so. But either way, just I'd be distracted.
You'd be distracted. You'd be like, what in the world is that? What's going on here?
Hookah bar.
Yeah, that's a negative for me. I just don't want to smoke.
Bar for just drinks. First date.
There's a lot of distractions there. But to me, that's almost like taking someone, if it's on the itinerary, it's like taking somebody to the cafe. You know what I mean? So that's a part of it. So you go to a restaurant, you have your food.
Right.
You go here, you have your entertainment, and then you go there for your drinks or whatever you're doing.
You know, I was thinking about when I was younger, it was happy hour was a big thing. Mm. You know, everyone after work was looking for the spot that had happy hour because they had like 25 cent wings, 25 cent oysters, 25 cent everything. Anything was 25 cents. Yeah. And it was a great place to go and meet. And so if you knew someone and they were asking, hey, there's a new bar or whatever in town that has 25 cent, whatever, do you want to go? Like that used to be kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because I mean, it just seemed like it was understood. None of us had money yet.
Yeah.
You know, and if we were going to become six figure, you know, high value, we were in like the preemie stage.
Yeah.
And everyone was okay with that.
Because everybody knew that this is the beginning.
Yeah. And so it was like, if we went there and a guy asked you and you didn't have to pay the 25 cents. You didn't have to pay the 25 cents. And usually it would be like after work.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a lot of like dressing up. You kind of came as you are. Mm-hmm. You were already like in your work attire and it was just kind of a way to relax. If you wanted to have like a week in the week date, because everybody knew we had to work the next day.
Yeah. So you couldn't get, you couldn't get outrageous or anything like that.
Yeah. So it was kind of like a controlled setting.
Yeah.
That again, you'd have to feel the vibe of the person to see how they would take that.
But this is why talking to people is so important.
Just talk to them. Hey, what kind of thing you like? All right.
You know what? Let me stop for a second. Because the thing about talking to people, you might not even go on a date after you have your first conversation.
Right.
So that might cut out all these places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because you're like, I'm not going out with that person.
Right. You should talk.
Yeah. You talk.
Okay.
Yeah,
Waffle talk. House.
Waffle House.
Waffle House is a yes and yes.
I think Waffle House is a good place to get to know people. All types of people.
I think it's definitely itinerary part. And when I say that, I'm saying like, okay, we're doing a lot and you just found yourself as 3 a.m.
Yeah. Then you got to go to Waffle House because nowhere else is open.
Well, you go to IHOP or Denny's, but it's just not as fun.
Yeah.
Waffle House is great. I remember one time, or like a Huddle House. It wasn't the date though, but we had gone to like a house party. No, was it? This was friends and stuff. And this guy was trying to talk to me, and they were like, everybody's meeting up at the house, the Huddle House or the Waffle House, whichever one it was. Mm-hmm. And we went, and I had a great time. The whole night was great. It wasn't a date. It was like, I don't know, because he kind of he bought my food there.
Yeah.
He
brought it there, or he brought it. No, while
he
you were
bought
there.
It. He foot the bill.
Okay, he foot the bill of the food
at the Waffle House.
Huddle House.
And and it was a impromptu date.
Oh,
because we met at the party where we were at, and everybody was going to go there anyway.
So did you know him or you?
No, went? I just met him that night
there
at the party.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, "Do you want to go to?" We were gonna go anyway.
So it was on the itinerary. It was like it wasn't itinerary, but it was kind of like that. It's like, you met somebody and then it's like, hey, you want to go over here?
Hey, you want to go here? That's kind of considered a first date, right?
Yeah,
it is. Like an unexpected first date.
Unexpected, yeah, it is.
So Waffle House can be unexpected first dates.
Go to Waffle House.
But don't say that. Don't say, I would like to take you out to Waffle House. No, thank you.
No.
But I want to go here, here, and here.
Yeah.
Do you want to come? And then it's like, oh my gosh, it's in it's the
3 a.m. in the morning.
It's anywhere where it's a.m. and it's dark.
Yeah.
You can go to Waffle House. But if it's a.m., like 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., you can't go to Waffle House. It has to only be in the a.m.s when it's dark.
So I got to write that down.
Right.
No.
1 a.m., 10 a.m.
Or 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
That's it. That's it.
It's a window for Waffle House. But yes, for me. Okay. Sports events.
Definitely. In my 20s or my 40 plus.
You would say yes.
I would say yes. I would take her to there. I would take her to a sporting event because it's something that most people know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a safe environment because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people there.
Right.
And it's something you could talk about. If you have nothing to talk about between the two of you, it's mm-hmm. a first date, obviously. So I think that a sporting event is a good place to take somebody.
Yeah, a lot of ladies were like, no, don't take me there for the first date. Mm-hmm. And I can understand if you don't like sports at all. Because it's too much of it.
Yeah, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, if you don't like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to a hockey game before and I had a great time, but that wasn't a first date. And if I didn't know, you have to be ready for sporting events. So you just have to be ready to like scream and, you know, cheer and just have that energy.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a date to relax, like I was saying, like the happy hour dates
or jazz club or
that would take you to a whole extreme.
Oh, I thought about this one. Would you take somebody on a first date to a comedy club? Would you go to a comedy club
in the 20s? And after 40s, yes.
Yeah.
For the first date?
Yeah, first date to a comedy club.
I mean, comedy club is going to have a little okay food.
Yeah, it's decent. Have it's like mid-range
entertainment.
Food. But it's got
like mid-range.
Lower. Lower. Yeah, you're right.
One above fast food.
Yeah.
and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And laugh.
Because you want to laugh. And definitely. I think I like to laugh. So,
and I would wonder if he was funny or if he was
has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You want a guy who has a sense of humor.
That wasn't on the list. Yeah. I would do that.
That's what I would put on my list.
We missed ice cream dates, and I had a story about that.
Ice cream dates.
Would you take a lady on the first date to ice cream dates?
And that's the date? Or
that's
is that
the date.
No, not me.
20s or 40s.
No, definitely not.
So here's my story about the ice cream date.
All right, tell me your story.
So I was working, and a guy we met at one of those happy hour things, you know, and he was like, I'd like to take you out to dinner or, you know, go out after work. Mm-hmm. And he said, where do you like to go? He asked me, and I said, oh, I like to go to like specialty shops. And at the time I wanted to try this, like I was into Asian cuisine, like noodles. I'm younger. Mm-hmm. I was younger then. And he's like, oh, I know a great place. We can go next week. Okay. He calls me up next week and he says, I have something to tell you and I'm really embarrassed, but my car got in an accident and it hasn't gotten out of the shop yet.
Aww.
And I said, and he said, do you mind picking me up? Now, at first that would have been a red flag, right? Like, yeah. I know he didn't ask me, but wanted to give the brother benefit of the doubt. He lived close and everything was close. We lived in a downtown area. A lot of young people lived there. Young professionals lived there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really mind. And I said, look, I don't drive a nice car. So I have a big old Oldsmobile. If you don't mind, you're not embarrassed.
People are like, what's an Oldsmobile?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he said, fine. So I go pick him up. And, you know, I had put my little sundress on. It was like a casual light date. Mm-hmm. And he was looking nice.
Wait, did you say sundress?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in the summertime.
All right.
And we're going to a little place. So it was a sundress.
Okay.
Yeah. Little sundress. And, you know, he came outside of the building or whatever, got in the car, and he was like, I know just the place. He was like hyping it up.
And
I was like,
on it.
Yeah. And because I told him, you know, after work, I'm really hungry. Because I don't like, you know, work. I'm really hungry after work.
Like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah. I told him, I'm really hungry after work. So he's like, I got the place. Let's do this. And I was like, oh yeah. So he was like, okay, turn here and then turn here. And you know, I'm driving because it's like it's all close by.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, you know what?
What?
He was like, I know another spot.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, it has some good ice cream. He was like,
He said it has some good ice cream.
It has some good ice cream. And it this that and he was like the type of like specialty stuff it had. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at him, okay, so we're gonna go there afterwards. He's like, no, I was thinking we could just go. Let's just stop by there. You know, it's hot outside. It's this. And I'm thinking,
oh. It was hot though, right?
It was hot. It was hot. And I was just like, so I just gently reminded him.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm hungry and I was looking forward to the noodles. And he was like, yeah, but this spot is, he still didn't get it. Like I threw him the hint.
You tossed it to him.
I tossed it to him. Yeah. And he just let it.
He let it fumble.
And I was like, well, I really wanted to go to the noodles place that you were talking about.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
No, he didn't get it. So then he was like, he's like, yeah, just turn here. So I just went ahead and started turning the other way. I just turned the car the other way.
Because you were driving.
I was driving. Yeah. And then I kept turning the way opposite of what he was saying. And he was like, where are you going? Like, yeah. I said, it was over here. Oh, I said, oh, I'm taking you home. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, you said you were going to take me out to dinner.
Yeah.
I told you I was hungry. Mm-hmm. And I like noodles.
See, one of the things you can't do is promise to deliver and not deliver.
Yeah.
You can't promise something. Say you're going to go out on a date. This is where we're going to go.
Don't do that, guys.
And then you're going somewhere else. Oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah. So he took it like I thought he didn't have any money.
Oh.
And I think he was feeling some type of way because he wasn't driving his car. Mm-hmm. And then he started pulling money out of his pocket.
Money, money, money.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh. All he has to say is, okay, let's go to the noodles. But he didn't say that. Yeah. So I drive, I'm in front of his complex or whatever it was. And he gets out. I said, please get out of the car.
Ooh,
and he's like, I said I had the money. So he's now throwing money inside my car because the windows were down. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to roll the window up. And now he's like throwing the money inside of that. He's like, let me pay for the gas at least. I mean, he was being nice, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, no.
But now I'm feeling some type of way. I'm in a sundress driving this car. This guy's getting out.
He messed up with the sundress.
It was like 20 minutes mm-mm. away. Now it looks like we left mm-mm. and then came back. And now he's throwing money in the car. Kind of sketchy. Yeah. So what I did is I went and got some noodles.
Now, first of all, he messed up with the sundress because he should have went first place, got some noodles so that you would be happy.
I think,
you
know, so.
He messed up with that.
He did. You know what I'm saying? And so he, you know, called. He sent me a card and he wanted to take me out again. And he said his car, everything's ready. And I was like, you know, the only reason why I didn't go out on a second date with him.
Why not?
Is because of the communication.
He didn't get it.
If he did not get that.
He didn't get the clues. Yeah.
We cannot go on a second. And.
Well, you weren't vibing.
No. And he paid. He technically paid for the date.
Yeah, but you weren't vibing.
And my gas.
Well, that's good. But he wasn't, you guys were not like communicate. If communication is down in the beginning, that doesn't allow people to, or that doesn't make a person feel better about a second date.
Yeah, you got to like listen and connect. So that's our take on the list. If you have any places that are definite no's or good yes,
yeah,
let
us know. There might be a place on the list that you definitely would go to. And you're like, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know?
That's so nice. And if you're a younger person, you may be missing out if the high price tag is the only
reason that you're going
criteria.
Out. Yeah.
If you're dating for intention, you're dating to get married.
Yes.
Date a lot of different type of men and go different places. Go everywhere.
I think that being a kind person gets you a lot.
It does. Actually,
when it comes to dating, being a kind dater. Kind dater. We should probably put that out there. Hashtag kind daters. It'll give you a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of options, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have any last comments for guys dating in these streets now?
Yeah, I do. Get you an itinerary. Learn how to read. Learn how to write. Read and write. And put it all on paper.
And don't take her to Red Lobster.
Yeah, don't take her to a night movie where you're going to fall asleep. That's my thing. Yeah.
So for the ladies, my advice is be kind.
Be kind. Be a kind dater.
And date and enjoy yourself out there.
All right, guys.
All right, so we'll see you in the next episode. Be sure to like and subscribe. And
see you then.